The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board, PNGRB, is inviting applications for the post of Advisor Group A on a deputation foreign service terms basis. The position is at level 14 in the pay matrix with a salary range of 1,44,200 to 2,18,200 rupees. The advisor position is based in New Delhi. Completed application forms along with the required documents should reach PNGRB within a month from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Interested candidates can find the application form and detailed information regarding eligibility and service terms on the PNGRB website at https://pngrb.gov.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Department of Health Research, invites applications from eligible officers for two posts of Scientist D and E on a deputation, including short-term contract basis. Interested candidates must submit their applications by 18th October 2024. Detailed information regarding eligibility, qualifications and experience can be found on the department's official website at https://dhr.gov.in/vacancies. Broadcast Engineering Consultants India Limited, BECIL, a Government of India undertaking, invites applications for the post of Deputy Company Secretary. The position offers a pay scale of 50,600 to 1,60,000 rupees, E2, with an upper age limit of 38 years. Interested candidates should email their CVs to avantika@becil.com within 15 days from the advertisement's publication. More details can be found at www.becil.com. The National Institute of Homeopathy under the Ministry of Ayush invites applications for various posts on deputation or short-term contract basis at NIH Kolkata and Narela, Delhi. Applications must be submitted within 45 days of the advertisement's publication. Detailed information, including eligibility criteria, qualifications and application format, is available on the Institute's website at www.nih.nic.in. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of Deputy Director Audit and Assistant Director Audit on a deputation basis. The application deadline is 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication. Interested candidates can view detailed eligibility criteria and application forms on the EPFO website at www.epfindia.gov.in under the miscellaneous section. AIIMS Bhopal announces the reopening of application window for the Group A non-faculty positions of Finance and Chief Accounts Officer on a deputation basis. Applications will be accepted for 45 days from the date of this notification publication in Employment News. All previously submitted applications and those declared ineligible for this post may reapply with relevant documents. Further details can be found at www.aimsbhopal.edu.in. The Directorate of Enforcement under the Ministry of Finance invites applications for various posts on deputation basis, including Assistant Legal Advisor, Assistant Director, Enforcement Officer and more. The open-ended vacancy circular will accept applications by the last date of each month, with selections made in the subsequent month until all vacancies are filled. Detailed eligibility conditions and application forms can be found on the directorate's website at www.enforcementdirectorate.gov.in. The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Exports Development Authority, APEDA, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, invites applications for the position of director on a deputation basis. The role is available for officers from organized Group A services of the central government holding analogous posts on a regular basis or with 5 years of regular service in pay level 12. Additionally, general managers or secretaries with 5 years of regular service in the post are also eligible to apply. The director position is in pay level 13 of the 7th CPC. The deputation period is initially for 3 years. Applicants should be below 56 years of age as of the closing date of the receipt of applications. Interested candidates must submit their applications in the prescribed format available on the APEDA website within 45 days from the publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Kindly go on to the website for further details. That is https://apeda.gov.in. The Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, is inviting applications from superannuated employees for the position of hostel in charge at its Institute of Learning in Ambernath, Maharashtra. The position is offered on a fixed-term contract basis with a monthly remuneration of 30,000 rupees. The last date for submitting applications is 21 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Detailed information and application procedures can be found on the AVNL website at http://www.avnl.co.in. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Bathinda, invites offline applications from eligible candidates for the recruitment of various Group A posts on a direct recruitment basis. A total of 18 positions are available, including roles such as reader, associate professor, scientist C, CFM and gynae, lecturer in nursing, assistant professor, senior medical officer Ayush, senior programmer medical officer Ayush, assistant nursing superintendent, assistant blood transfusion officer, clinical psychologist, child psychologist, and veterinary officer. The pay levels for these positions range from level 10 to level 12. Interested candidates are advised to visit the AIIMS Bathinda website at www.aimsbathinda.edu.in to review the detailed eligibility criteria, terms and conditions, and to download the application form. The last date to submit the application through offline mode is 30 days from the date of publication of this notification in the Employment News. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.